is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
That is true, and thank you very much for your time. We're going to go down a list of some of the dumbest criminals around as a huge drug bust from a while ago in Canada, one of the biggest of all time. The guy who has been charged and where all the drugs were found was his condo, and he says, didn't even know it was there. That and more with our crime specialist coming up in about 10 minutes' time. A report comes out earlier today saying that there are more than 900 documented or alleged incidents of on-ice discrimination. But what does that actually mean? 520,000 registered players last season and 900 incidents. I'm not trying to diminish it, but what are these incidents? They are of discrimination that includes race, language, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity expression, genetic characteristics, and disability. So, certainly there shouldn't be any of this garbage happening, but when you get 520,000 people playing a game, are there going to be some boneheads? And again, I understand that it sounds like I'm trying to dismiss any severity of what could be going on here. And all of this stuff should be taken seriously. And we all know that there is a question about the culture in hockey. And clearly, Hockey Canada has a reputation problem right now with the way that they've handled themselves over the last little while. So we're joined right now by NDP MP Peter Julian, who is asking for some... he's asking all of the right questions is what he's asking, and he's joining us right now. First of all, thank you very much for your time, Peter.
Good to be with you, Jim.
So when you see these numbers, and again, the way I put it, I'm not trying to diminish it because 900 is 900 too many, but when you see these numbers, what are your immediate questions that you'd like to answer?
Well, I mean, with Hockey Canada, we've seen over the last few months an absolutely disastrous approach on public relations rather than dealing with issues which include discrimination and racism, but also sexual violence, sexual abuse.
Yep.
And Hockey Canada covered it all up for many, many years. And the reality is, when we have hockey parents that are registering their daughter or son in Hockey Canada programs, they depend on Hockey Canada making sure that it is safe for their kids, and at the same time, they believe that there should be the federal government making sure that if Hockey Canada isn't cleaning up its act, that the federal government's stepping in. And what the reality is over the last number of years, Hockey Canada has not taken the strong stand that's needed against racism, against sexual abuse. And the federal government has been nowhere up until now in actually putting into place a framework that Hockey Canada and other national sports organizations are obliged to follow. So I find the numbers, when you think of each of the individual cases, that's where I feel saddened.
Yeah.
In our national sport, you know, that so many people are involved with and so many people believe in hockey, that we haven't had the oversight from Hockey Canada and we haven't had the oversight from the federal government. That means that kids can play hockey and have fun and stay safe. And that has to change.
So these 900 cases, every one of them should be taken, at least investigated. 512 penalties for discrimination were called by officials, while 415 allegations were investigated after the fact. What I'd like to know about this report, it's the first that Hockey Canada has ever come out with these numbers, and this is for 2021-2022. So it is during a recent year. Is this something that they were compelled to do after the fact because of all of the other problems that they've had? Or is this something that they had committed to do before the couple of shoes had fallen this past year?
That's a great question, Jim, because the reality is they committed a number of years ago to do this, to compile the statistics and to publish the statistics. And this summer, when we had the hearings in Parliament on Parliament Hill, I asked point blank, "Are you compiling these figures?" And we had radio silence in the same way we had radio silence from the leadership at that time of Hockey Canada on a whole range of other issues. So I think if some good has come out of the parliamentary hearings this summer and the public reaction, the public loss of confidence, the sponsors who abandoned Hockey Canada, the federal government withdrew funding, is it now Hockey Canada's interim leadership is feeling compelled to start moving forward on these commitments that were made years ago. So in that sense, I see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, that at least the figures were published and made public. That is only a first step, but it's an important one after years of Hockey Canada simply not doing what it had promised to do. So I think your question is perfect. It's valid. I think Hockey Canada has finally been compelled to act because the loss of public confidence that we've seen across the country.
What confidence do you have that Hockey Canada is going to turn into an organization that we as a nation can be proud of, given the fact that they should have done that after Sheldon Kennedy and Theron Fleury stepped forward years ago?
Well, that as well is a great question. And it means, I think, because the public has lost so much confidence, sponsors have withdrawn. There's now financial challenges around Hockey Canada because the provincial federations are refusing to forward on registration fees. All of that has forced the board to resign. They're not running again. The chief executive officer stepped down as well. And I think we're starting to see change because they actually published the figures and made them public, which means now we can count how the progress of Hockey Canada is faring. Next year, when the next figures are published, we'll be able to compare whether the problem is getting worse or getting better. So I'm cautiously optimistic that all of the chaos that we've seen in Hockey Canada, that finally the right decisions are being made. And hopefully we will see policies from Hockey Canada that will ensure that we see a marked decrease in these cases of discrimination and racism, and we have a federal government that will finally step up and ensure that not only Hockey Canada, but all the other national sports organizations are making sure that kids are safe in sports.
Yeah.
That's the reality. We all want the kids, when we register our kids in hockey programs or any other sport, want to make sure they're safe, and that hasn't been the case. We've seen sexual abuse, sexual violence. We see racism and discrimination, and all this has to lead to a culture change within hockey and other sports nationally.
All right. Thank you, Peter. Peter is a NDP MP, and he's joining us from, are you in Ottawa right now, or are you back in Burnaby?
I'm in New Westminster, B.C.
That's what I was going to say. Are you in New Westminster, B.C. or Burnaby? And apparently you're in New Westminster, B.C. We thank you for your time tonight.
Thanks so much. Good to be with you, Jim.
Good to be with you. I want to say this about hockey in this country, that 520,000 people played under the umbrella of Hockey Canada. And while there is douchebaggery amongst those players with more than 900 incidents of discrimination, the overarching theme should be that hockey might have a toxic problem, but it's not that it is the fabric of the game, I do not believe. The vast majority of players and mums and dads who take their kids to hockey get up like at 5 o'clock in the morning for a 6 o'clock practice. That's hockey in this country, and then we should remember that. It's not these 900 incidents. But in doing that, we should recognize, yeah, there is a bit of a problem, and we want to make sure that we do not tolerate that and just go, oh, those are some of those boys just being some of those boys. We shouldn't have those boys just being some of those boys any longer. But in the defense of the 520,000 registered hockey players last year and the vast majority of great parents who all raise their eyebrow when there's a lunatic parent, it shouldn't be seen. Hockey Canada doesn't mean hockey in Canada. It's just something we need to fix to have hockey be normal in Canada again.